Tonight marks the final opportunity to begin another run at glory for what has been a Dutch dynasty and a decade of dominance for the Pella football team.
Hand off to Fredrickson at the 30. He'll be forced out of bounds at the 23. And Randy, while twice was nice, the third time is history. Pella becomes just the fourth Iowa football team to win three straight undefeated state championships. The Little Dutch 28, the Lynx 18.
Back to back to back undefeated seasons, 41 straight.
After a 10-year run that ranks among the best ever in Class 3A football, Pella looks to add to that legacy tonight. And while we highlighted their most consistent playmaker a couple weeks ago, Logan Shetterly.
Bender to pass, under pressure, throws, and that is picked off in stride. Logan Shetterly down at the 13-yard line.
The one individual who could be the biggest difference maker coming up these playoffs is one who's been returning steadily from injury.
Direct snap. This time Aaron Downs cuts it to the right side. He's in some space, and he breaks through the hole for the touchdown. Aaron Downs. Out of the Wildcat, he runs to the right. And great blocking up front by the Little Dutch. And it's 6-0 Pella.
When we previewed the season 10 short weeks ago, Aaron Downs was expected to be the man for Pella football this year. And while a midseason concussion tempered some of those expectations, he's finally back, as he showed last week against Grinnell.
Now he runs forward and gets a first down. He gets free. He's in. It's a touchdown, Pella. Aaron Downs, the star of the show tonight. All four touchdowns. This one from 25.
Four touchdowns in one game?
Downs says it has been difficult to navigate from starting the year expecting to be a quarterback and now back among the receivers, running backs, and just about anywhere else on the field.
You know, it's really hard sitting back on the sideline and just watching other guys play, but it's fun watching your brother step up and take that role.
So in the meantime, while Downs was on the mend, another individual had to emerge at the quarterback position. Enter Ryan Mace, whose cannon of an arm has made a big difference throughout this 5-0 district run for the Dutch.
And a fake handoff. Mace tries the left side, has some blockers in front of him. Good vision and patience downfield to the 40, near side, 45-yard line. Just shy of midfield at the 47. It's a gain of 17 yards, so the penalty is erased, and the Dutch move the sticks.
Both Mace and Downs say they had huge shoes to fill when the season began, but they're feeling better and better each week at meeting some of those lofty expectations of the great quarterbacks of Pella's past.
We have some big shoes to fill, but we have great coaches to teach us how to play the game and how we play. We're just trying to go off of our quarterbacks in our past to just play some good football.
Ryan Gustafson, I looked up to him. He was a good buddy of mine on and off the field, and he was the starter for 3 years, so we didn't really have a backup quarterback then. So I didn't really know who was going to be the starter, and then I ended up getting hurt about early in the season, so Ryan stepped up, and he's been doing a great job just going there, and I finally went back to receiver this year, so I've been having a blast going back and joining the receivers.
And each say it's been helpful to have the other, even with Downs switching back to a skill role position as they try to grow and develop with bigger and bigger games approaching.
It's great to see because Aaron's a smart player. He's a very smart player, and it just helps us because we can spread the ball all around the field, and we are capable of doing that, and coaches know that. And it just gives our opponents just a harder time preparing to play us. So,
of course, it's always been great just being with like Logan and Josh and Warren out there and just learning from those guys. But I feel like being at receiver, I haven't been liable to get hit as much. So that's been giving me more chances and opportunities to be put into big plays, stuff like that. It's kind of like an Avery Van Zee type thing with like the put slot back, running back, take a few wildcats. So, yeah.
Deep into a bullpen. There's another rocket shot to right field, carrying very well off the top of the fence. And that ball is gone. Aaron Downs, a two-run home run as it skips off the fence and into the cornfields beyond on Eagle Lane.
And for Downs and Mace, football isn't necessarily their first love. Both have had a lot of success on the baseball diamond and anticipate continuing their careers in that realm.
Definitely with baseball, you kind of learn how to deal with failure. It's a big thing because you're going to fail a lot more than you succeed in baseball. And yeah, I think that really ties into all sports because there's a lot of failure within all sports. And you just really know how to mentally deal with a lot of things. And you can relate that back to just life in general.
Like you said, just failure is a big part, just learning from your mistakes. And we've failed a couple times this year, but we've learned from them and we've just gotten better from those mistakes.
However, the culture of Pella football and the tradition of success are alluring enough to keep them fighting, even when the going gets rough.
There's always going to be that chance of getting injured. Like for me, my parents are always scared. Like when they see me walking off the field and I'm like limping or something, they're like, "Oh, I hope he's not hurt." I'm like, you know, it's okay. What thing that drives me the most is just like Coach Mack always says, the culture here. Like, you just got to fight, and there's always someone else with you on the field. You always just, there's other people around you, so you just got to keep fighting for them. That's what drives me.
We're going to take hits. We just got to get up and just go on the next play because we have our part to do, and we just have to do our part just for the team, for each other.
So after fighting back from 2-2 to district champions, the road to the Dome could be filled with tons of bumps and could end tonight with undefeated Independence coming to town.
The coach and staff really preach that we can't base our future of our season off of what happened in the past, so we got to realize where to go from here, what to learn, what to do new, and just proceed after that and just learn from that and go forward.
Just like Aaron said, we just got to learn from them and just make sure we just play our game of football because we are a good team and we just need to keep building off of our performances.
Downs and May say they'll have to continue playing their best football, and they're excited to see what a finally healthy Dutch team can do.
I mean, it started at the beginning, like in the summer, but I really started to notice us coming together and having intensity at practice every day, because usually it's like kind of sluggish around this time. But when we came to that Oski game that whole week, it was through the roof. Like, it was unreal, and it's just been higher and higher each day up until now, and it's still raising. So, yeah.
It's just great to spread the ball all around the field, just giving our opponents a tough time preparing. And it's just great to see, like Aaron said, just raising the bar higher and higher every week. The margin of error just keeps getting smaller once you get in these big games. And we just got to play our game, just play how we know how to play.
Takes the snap, out like a cannibal at the 30, cuts it near sideline at the 20, has one man to beat at the 10, the 5. It's another highlight reel, touchdown, 6 for the Dutch. Aaron Downs is in.
Touchdown, Pella, Aaron Downs, that's 41 yards. There's your official dagger in this one, and Pella's moving on. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.